Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
33708.
Okay, thank you. And may I also have your name, please?
Leona Christofferson.
Okay, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please. Okay, and I am still accessing information. All right, and for security purposes, please verify your address.
15396 2nd Street East, Apartment 3, Madeira Beach, Florida, 33708.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please, while I access the remainder of your information. All right, I have gotten an account located that shows your name as well as your address. And you're calling us
about
it. Does
it show my refund yet? Because that's what I'm calling about.
It does show a canceled account for the Byte Sub Mail app. It shows that when you called on the 15th, that the charge for $59.89 was voided.
It's still pending on my bank account. Please take it off.
Yes, ma'am. You will have that if your bank has put a hold there.
It's
yes,
pending,
ma'am,
for you to clear it. That's what they told me.
On the recorded line, I can provide you with the void transaction ID if you would like to have that for your records to provide to your bank.
Okay.
Okay, that voided transaction will leave. Excuse me for just a moment here. All right, that transaction ID is 715-167-9984.
Okay.
That void was processed April 15th, 1142 a.m. is what it shows.
And it's been pending ever since then.
Yes, ma'am. We can't remove any pendings. That is in control of your bank. But that is the transaction where the transaction was voided.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll be calling you back, I'm sure.
Okay.
But I can play the runaround.
Thank you for calling customer support.